Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local 3 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes yet another new radio station signal. We're growing by leaps and bounds. 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can also see the show Facebook live stream. Hi. Nothing to see, but people watch anyway. You'll see our mic flag, our Big Willie 105.5 mic flag. You'll see our little rubber ducky, which not rubber, actually. It's, and I don't know what it is, but it's like woven or wool or something. Anyway, Jennifer gave me this from the Nail City Jeep Club. So we have the ducky up here. Got the microphone, world-class Shure microphone, and, well, that's just about it. There's nothing to see, and yet people watch. So you can see it on my Facebook profile page. That's Dimitri with three eyes. There are fake ones out there because I've gotten so popular. I'm flattered. I can't believe that anybody cares, but they do. So look for the one that has the 7,500 followers. That's mine, not the one that has the two followers from some third world cesspool. All right, so there's all of that. And if you just joined us, I was talking about the Dan Bongino tweet that just people are just talking about. The media here is so useless. They don't cover anything. Anyway, here's the thing. And it all ties in with Epstein. FBI's Bongino says he's shocked, quote, to my core by probes into intelligence agencies' corruption. FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino said Saturday that he is shocked to his core about what he has learned during ongoing investigations to root out public corruption and political weaponization of intelligence agencies. Here's the quote on the post on X Twitter. The director, that would be Kash Patel, and I are committed to stamping out public corruption and the political weaponization of both law enforcement and intelligence operations. It is a priority for us, but what I have learned in the course of our properly predicated and necessary investigations into these aforementioned matters has shocked me down to my core. That's a direct quote. He added that the Republic cannot be run the way it is currently being run, and he will, quote, never be the same, end quote, after learning what he has learned. Dan Bongino saying this publicly, direct quote, this is from him. He will never be the same after learning what he has learned. Sounds pretty newsworthy to me. Local media, nothing. He says, we are going to conduct these righteous and proper investigations by the book and in accordance with the law. We are going to get the answers and then all upper case to get the answers we all deserve. As with any investigation, I cannot predict where it will land, but I can promise you an honest and dignified effort at truth, not my truth or your truth, but the truth. What he has learned has shocked him down to his core. Well, that can only mean everything connected with Epstein. And everything seems to be connected with Epstein. The deep state, Democrats, as well as establishment Republicans, CIA, probably FBI, quite possibly State Department, quite possibly other nations, Israel, England, God knows who. I think it's pretty obvious that Jeffrey Epstein was running a blackmail scheme. And the scheme was real simple. Whether in his townhouse, a beautiful apartment building that he had in New York, or on St. James Island, or Little St. James, I think it was called, Epstein Island, and the Lolita Express planes and all that. It seems obvious to me that there's only one answer here, and that is he was running a very sophisticated, world-class blackmail operation. You invite all these powerful people, politicians, business leaders, media people, anyone with any kind of clout in any way, multi-billionaires. You invite them to Epstein Island. And you say to them, hey, do whatever you want here. We got little girls for you. We got drugs. We got little boys, if you prefer little boys. We've got this. We've got that. You can do anything you want. As long as you want to do it. As much fun as you could possibly ever have. This is like Disneyland for adults. It's like Hedonism 3 or 4 or 12 or whatever. But he records everything. And then when he wants anything from anyone, a billionaire, just go to him and say, hey, we recorded everything here. Sure would be a shame if the authorities discovered what you were doing to little children here. So here's what it's going to happen. I'm going to be your financial advisor. You're going to sign over everything to me, your billions of dollars or whatever, and I'm going to be your financial advisor, and that way this information will never get out. And for the politicians, here's how we want you to vote on this issue and that. And for the multi-billionaires, here's what we want you to be pushing. We want you to be pushing laboratory meat. We want you to be pushing vaccines. They control everything. Nothing else makes any sense. And it has to be so monstrous, so outrageous, that the government is doing everything within its power to not tell us what it is. Because if it wasn't monstrous, if it wasn't outrageous, they would just tell us. So it has to be that. Nothing else makes any sense. The media coverage is really interesting, and you may have noticed this. You see an awful lot of talking heads, spin doctors, politicians, analysts, everyone within the Beltway and New York City pretty much saying this or saying that, going back and forth. Have you noticed the one group that's never been interviewed? The key group of people who've never been interviewed regarding this whole Epstein mess. The children. The little girls. And maybe little boys. The ones who were raped, sodomized. God knows what these people did to them. How do they even get them? Were they snatched off the streets? Or were they purchased from their parents or from their stepdads or whatever? No one in the media is even mentioning the victims. No interviews with them. How the hell is that even possible? Unless they're all in on it to not disclose what really happened, because the truth is so monstrous it could even bring down the government. And I say, fine. If all 535 of our politicians, representatives in both chambers of Congress were involved in this, fine. Throw every one of these bastards in prison. If it involves every Supreme Court justice, I don't care if it involves everybody in the executive branch, whoever did this stuff, this monstrous stuff, whoever was connected with this, throw them in prison. And by the way, what do you think they did with those little girls whenever they aged out, whenever they became women? Do you think they just let them loose out there so they could then start telling their stories? I wonder how many of them were silenced, either with tremendous amounts of money or silenced permanently. I don't know. But have you noticed with all the media coverage? Now, I'm not going to get to the Hulk Hogan thing today. I'll do it tomorrow. With all the media coverage, it just astonishes me that no one is talking about interviewing the victims. So many people are saying, well, there's nothing to see here, and this was all covered, you know, in the last trial with Epstein, and there was nothing doctored with the video regarding him being, committing suicide, and blah, 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 blah. What about the little girls? Why aren't you interviewing them? You could have hundreds of interviews. I have yet to see one media platform do this. Now, maybe one has. I haven't seen it. Have you? And to me, this is like, hello, this is where you start. And here's the other thing. Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, however she pronounces her first name, she is now speaking to the DOJ. And I was stunned to learn when they made this announcement. This was the first time that anyone from the DOJ bothered to ask her for her story. Bothered to learn what she knew. First time. Even that guy Turley, that lawyer that's on Fox News, who plays it straight. He's very good. Jonathan Turley, I think is his name. Even he couldn't believe it. He's saying what the DOJ had never interviewed this woman to find out who all these people were, all the perpetrators and all the victims. No, this is the first time. And now this is the first time that supposedly Jeffrey Maxwell's girlfriend, who is in prison for 20 years, could be testifying before Congress. First time. When I say to you the deep state, both Democrats and establishment Republicans want to keep this quiet, believe me. Look with your own eyes. This is the first time the DOJ is going to be interviewing her to find out what she knew. And by the way, that could be a grounds for a dismissal of her case. She could be getting out of jail free. She could be saying, hey, I knew all this stuff. I would have traded all this information with the DOJ to get a lower sentence, but the DOJ did not want that. This might be her get out of free jail card. But ask yourself this, why is it that with all of the talk about Epstein and all of the stuff going back and forth and so many of the people saying, well, there's nothing to see here, nothing, whatever. No one's even bringing up the little girls. Where are they? Where do they go? This has been going on. This pattern has been going on for God knows how many years. How many little girls were involved here? And this is the first time the DOJ is talking to Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend to find out exactly what she knew. This has to be so monstrous. This has to be so big. Not just national, but quite possibly international, if other countries were involved in this thing, blackmailing their own leaders. If it brings down the government of every country on earth, so be it. Because otherwise, it's just so rotten to the core that it's going to collapse on its own weight anyway. We need to get to the truth. And if it wasn't a big deal, why are they doing everything within their power to not address it, to not tell us exactly what the truth is? It has got to be so monstrous, it could bring down the government. The corruption could be so depraved and so widespread. Everyone is doing everything they can to not let us know the truth. It's that bad. It's that bad.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.